your host, Might of the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And everybody's already waiting in on what's going on over in Turkey. And Senate Majority Leader McConnell is out there saying that withdrawing from Turkey helps Russia, Iran, and ISIS. And more or less, he's correct. But I think the real damage is to America's credibility as a military ally. Because look at all these countries that we were supposed to be friends with, and then we turn around and we double-cross them. And now we're doing it again to the Kurds. Nobody's going to trust us. Why would they? All right, let's go back to the phones here. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Doing all right.
You in your new house?
Sort of in and out. I'm actually over at a relative's home to do the broadcast because our cable doesn't get installed for another few days. But we actually did sleep in the new place last night.
Oh, great. Great, great. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are, you know, getting pretty much set there, you know? I think you're going to be a lot
happier.
Well, I've
got to build Claire's desk tomorrow, and then Wednesday I've got to build my desk and get all this stuff up and running. And again, we got to finish going through all the packages and see if we really did get everything back that we packed at the other end, because there are things I'm looking for I can't find.
Hey, you know what? When I moved from Texas to North Carolina,
yeah,
I took along, my dogs, my computer,
yep.
My guns,
yep.
And that was it. I had to buy all new stuff when I got here. Either sell or I went to consortium type places. We got used stuff, and I got some new. Okay. I brought my TV too, but it broke on the way. I guess the dogs broke it just in the back there. So, you know, it's,
our TVs seem to have made it, but a lot of the stuff that we brought is stuff that can't be bought. It's like the stuff we've collected throughout our lives, going to places like Tahiti and Papua New Guinea and Australia. And, you know, you go down there and you buy all this folk art stuff. It's not like you can order it on eBay.
Right. But anyway, what I wanted to talk about two things. One is, the first one is the thing about the Marines.
Yes.
A guy called Alex Jones today, he's in the Navy, and he explained why they're talking to Marines rather than, for instance, the Army or some. And that's because the Constitution called only for a Navy. They did not call for a standing army, which is true. And the reason for the Navy was because, you know, to ensure freedom of the seas and that nobody could blockade us or anything like that. And the militia that they talk about for the Second Amendment were the people themselves. And had we stuck to that, we'd be in a lot better shape today. Now, as far as what Trump is doing, I kind of disagree on that with you. I think he's doing the right thing, if he's doing it. I'll tell you why. You got a guy like this guy, Phil Mudd there on CNN. He's made already a threat on the president's life, I think about a year ago or so. On top of that, right on TV. On top of that, he now made a threat that he was going to shiv, that they were going to, the government, he says, was going to shiv Rudy Giuliani. You know, shiv is, of course, the prison term for, sticking a knife to somebody. Okay? So, this guy's dangerous, and yet, he's not being arrested. The Secret Service should go right to the studio there at CNN and haul him out in handcuffs. And then interrogate him. It's up to me. He'd be waterboarded. But not up to me. But he should certainly be interrogated.
It is amazing how many people have come on out with implied threats against the president, and the Secret Service just seems to shrug their shoulders. And that's not their job.
So that's why I think I think he's right. I think what he also should do is, I've said this before, I said it 2 years ago when they were, when I knew, how dirty the FBI and the CIA is, and the Justice Department. He should have had military people. I don't trust the federal police. They're all a bunch of corrupt, they stick together with each other and all that. I would have called military personnel and raided the FBI, the Justice Department, and the CIA. Grabbed all their computers, all their records, gone over them. I'd have relieved all the top people in these agencies of the command. I think they should be disbanded personally, but if you're going to keep them, at least you should have gotten rid of all their top people and put people he could trust in there.
That's the hard part. That's the hard part there. Now, my experience coming out of Hawaii, because we have this very high per capita percentage of military personnel, my experience coming out of Hawaii is that by and large, there are exceptions, by and large, military people are strict constitutionalists. And obviously, because I'm a strict constitutionalist, I find a great deal of empathy for them. I'm having a hard time seeing, what's holding these people back right now.
But you see what happens, when you have an emergency in this country, posse comitatus gets lifted anyway. You saw that in the riots in the early 90s, the Rodney King riots there in Los Angeles. When it's in both,
I remember that.
Army.
Well, they basically federalized the National Guard.
Well, no, they actually sent active duty Marines and soldiers in there, too. It was getting so bad, the guards couldn't quite handle it. And you also
the LAPD were running like hell.
Yes, they were. And you had it back in the 60s in many big cities that were rioting. You actually had federal troops called in. I was in the 70s, in the early 70s, and we had a couple of incidents. I was never called over, but there were a couple of incidents where we were alerted already and that was going to cities. So, and that was the regular army. So there are cases where this has happened, and it's, nobody made much of a big deal about it at the time. Now, going back to Syria now, I'm very happy that we're getting out of there finally. However, I think the Turks are making a big mistake because they are dealing with, first of all, the Syrian army today is a very tough little army. They've got they're battle hardened and they're ready for anything, and they are defending their country. And if they unite with the Kurds, who are some of the best fighters in the world, man for man, I think the Turks are going to find themselves in a lot of trouble. The Turks are not battle-hardened. I know they've traditionally been good soldiers going back to the Ottoman Empire, but that's a long time ago. They are. I think they're in for a rude awakening if they go in there.
Don't know. The latest live update we're getting is that the Turkish Air Forces have struck the Kurdish SDF base in Syria's Hasaka province. So it's definitely on for real.
That's the beginning. But once they start sending infantry and that armor in, I think they're going to be in for... Now, of course, the Kurds have to unite with the Syrian army. They've got to do that. It's very important. The other thing is,
How's it going to happen when the Kurds and the Syrians are shooting at each other?
They're not shooting at the Syrian army. As far as I know, there's never been any battles between the actual Syrian army.
Oh, you're right. My mistake. You're talking about Turkey.
I'm thinking of
Erdogan. I don't know. I mean, that would be an interesting thought here. The Syrians and the Kurds have had their degree of friction as well. As one of our earlier callers pointed out, they're spread over three different areas. There's the Turkish Kurds, the Syrian Kurds, and the Iraqi Kurds. And the Iranian Kurds. It would take a very powerful leader to bring them all together. I'm not saying it can't be done. Like I mentioned earlier in the show, another Salahuddin could do it.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Salahuddin was a Kurd, A lot of people don't know that, but he was a Kurd. And what
yes,
a general
he was.
He was. The way he defeated the...
It was
the,
amazing.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if everything is true about that movie. What was it called? Army of God or something like that? Army of...
Kingdom of Heaven.
Kingdom of Heaven. But, I think it gave a pretty good idea of who Salahuddin was and, And he was a great leader. He's not only general, he's a great leader. I never forget end when he said, basically, when this crusader threatened, commanded crusaders to burn down Jerusalem, he said, this will make, be the best thing history would find that would
it's
be the best thing.
My favorite line in the whole movie. My favorite line in the whole movie. But the actual battles that took place, the conflict between Salahuddin and Balian is well documented. As is the defeat of the Crusader army at Acre, and it really was the end of the First Crusade. And so, then they tried to get a second Crusade going, and it was Crusade after Crusade, and they kept getting slaughtered. And
by the way,
part of the problem was that. The Arab Muslims were perfectly willing to die for their faith, something that the British weren't necessarily prepared to do.
And by the way, most of Saladin's army, at least according to this movie, now I don't know if that's really true, historically true or not, I look it up, were Syrians, which would be considered Syrians today. So there's been a, so with all the hostility, that they there's not really that much of a hostility between the Kurds and the Syrians. So I would say that there's a good chance it's going to happen because I know Bashar Assad does not want the Turks invading here. He doesn't want any country invading his country. And the Turks,
nobody does.
Don't want it. And on top of that, what Erdogan's going to have to worry about is he's got plenty of Kurds living in his own country who they're having a lot of problems with on top of it, and the Kurds in his country. Very likely they could conduct the fifth column. So he's got his work cut out for him. He's a fool, I think, because he shouldn't be going
in there.
I agree
with you on that one. This is a very foolish thing for him to be doing. But again, going back to this story about Mitch McConnell saying that this is a mistake, he is implying that this really all comes down from Donald Trump. And if it does, Donald Trump is the one who's being an idiot, not Erdogan.
You mean for getting out of there? For Trump getting got troops out? I think he should get. Don't you think he should get troops out of there, though?
Well, basically, I think we should, but it's sending a message that we've lost that war, along with Afghanistan. And that's going to be the beginning of the end of the war agenda. It could signal the end of the war, the coming war with Iran, because, if you go back to, I think it was 2003, you had General Wesley Clark came on out and said, there is a plan to conquer all of the oil-rich nations in the Middle East and shackle them to the dollar. But when you have a plan like that, the first time you lose one, it's all over. The wheels come off the war wagon. And I think that's what's happening in Syria.
At least we're not losing it with 58,000 men as we did in Vietnam. At least, when we say we're losing, I don't consider we losing. I don't think the people of this country, I think we're winning. I think the people are losing is the empire, the evil empire, the New World Order, whatever you want to call them, the neocons, neolibs.
We're losing it because we're being forced to pay for it. We're losing it because our children are forced to be killed and crippled for it.
Yeah, I know, but hopefully we'll be out of there and that won't happen anymore. And we didn't have to lose 58,000. We lost too many already anyway, but we didn't lose almost 60,000 the way we did in Vietnam. Okay, so that's the one saving grace. We lost a lot of men, which we shouldn't have. These wars were all illegal. We never should have been involved in the first place. This was the empire. This was not the American people that really wanted this. We were bamboozled into war in the first place by the false flag of 9/11, which in my opinion is conducted by the U.S., Israeli, and Saudi government all cooperating together. That's what I think.
Yes.
That was a big cooperation there, and that was 9/11. I mean, it's almost no question. I mean, you did have the Saudi hijackers. You had the dancing Israelis who were actually Mossad agents. They knew exactly where to be to watch this thing happen. They had explosives in their van. Okay?
Yep.
There's no question. And our government, of course, was involved, too. The neocons. It couldn't have been done without the cooperation of our government. Yep. Cheney calling off hitting those planes before they hit the Pentagon and all that. The whole thing, the way Bush,
yep.
you know, was kept at that school rather than be washed, you know, rushed out. I mean, the whole thing is obvious. This was they wanted to get us into the wars. This was their Pearl Harbor that they,
yeah,
new America,
they even described it as such.
You're talking about, yeah, those are their Pearl
anyway.
Harbor. They wanted this badly, and they got it, and we got it in the butt. Okay, but at
yes,
least
we did.
Now, hopefully, we're going to be out of it. That's praying and hoping we're out of this.
Well, no? I don't know. This could spiral completely out of control. I mean, McConnell is out there saying this could lead to an escalation with Russia, Iran, and ISIS. Again, the Kurds are going to be furious with the United States. The Kurds could turn around and attack the U.S. For betraying them like this. Anyway, Mark, we're going to let you go here. The phone lines are really loading up here, and we're going to switch over to Nancy in California. Nancy, thank you for waiting very patiently. What's on your mind?
Are the Kurds really that much of a threat? Are they really that powerful? You know, they're attacking Armenia, a Christian nation. The Kurds have always had a cozy relationship with Israel. And recently, Netanyahu was kind of, it almost seemed like he was going to blackmail Erdogan. He's like, have you apologized to the Armenians? They don't care about the Armenians. They're just trying to use him as a pawn. So he's like acting like this might come up. You better do our bidding. It's all interesting, all the politics. But I don't have any concern for the Kurds nor the Israelis. And I think that Turkey is being manipulated.
Well, again, McConnell is implying that this is actually coming down from Donald Trump. And my concern here, I'd like to see all the violence stop. I'd like to see the bloodshed stop. But at the same time, how does the United States maintain its international credibility if it simply abandons its allies at the first, you know, drop of a hat?
So who was our ally?
The Kurds. The U.S. was supporting
the
Kurds.
Yeah, the Kurds, yeah, because we have the wrong allies. We shouldn't have Israel for an ally, but we do. And so we get all their baggage like the Kurds. Forget it. I think Trump is right. Let us get out of Syria.
Okay, well, hopefully you're going to be right here, but I think this is going to spin out of control. That's just my opinion. Anyway, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Dee in Minnesota. Aloha, Dee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? We lost Dee. Let's go to Martin in California. Aloha, Martin. Welcome to the show. What's on
your
mind?
Hi, Mike. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine. You're on the air.
Gotcha. I agree with Nancy, and I'm trying to understand, though, the whole situation with the Kurds. When you say we're abandoning the Kurds, it almost sounds like you're arguing for interventionist war to help the Kurds. And I'm agreeing
war. What I'm saying is the United States supported the Kurds for years, and now all of a sudden, with virtually no warning, is dropping that support. That's going to make us look bad to other countries who are going to feel they cannot trust the United States. I don't think we should have gotten involved with the Kurds in the first place. But having made that mistake, I think we're compounding it, by basically saying to Turkey, you know, go on in and blow the heck out of them.
Well, what kind of support do you think we should supply the Kurds with at this point?
I don't think we should have started supporting the Kurds in the first place. I mean, that was being done primarily to annoy Iran. Anyway, we've got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018.
Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. Bet you can't make it here anymore.
Okay, yeah, I'm muted. I thought I pushed a button. There we are. We're back again. Okay, so basically Turkey is denying accusations that it launched an attack on a Syrian border crossing. So I think this is a good illustration of what I was saying about this thing could easily spin out of control here. Okay, we got callers on the line here. We've got D back. D, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael, called again. I have to agree with just about everything that Mark said previously about getting out. I hope and pray to God it's the end of this war agenda. It's gone on too long. It's time for it to stop. Now, there is a caveat with this.
Yes.
My questions are, firstly, I'd like to hear maybe you or somebody that's got historical knowledge explain to me the whole history of Turkey and the Kurds. But that's a separate thing. Two, if this were to backfire and get the Syrians also involved with the Kurds, it could really cause a lot of problems. It could backfire on Erdogan. Secondly,
that is my concern.
Secondly, it may backfire on Trump, because now you're going to get all these neocon, Ziocon, Israeli first scumbags that want to keep this going on board with the Democrats' impeachment.
Yes.
That is another concern I have. I'm almost certain they're going to gang up on him now with the Democrats. It really looks like they might, because
yeah.
that war agenda
yeah.
was huge.
Yeah.
It would gain him popular support, but there's a slight problem with that. The election is not for another 13 months. They've got
True.
Plenty of time to impeach him. There's more than enough time to do that. So he could win 2020 if they do not impeach him first.
I have a very strong feeling that they're going to do anything, emphasis anything, to get Trump out of the Oval Office by 2020.
Yep.
I think Hillary's coming back. I think Hillary knows that she can't beat
like
Donald
it.
Trump, and
yep.
that she's going to arrange to run against somebody that she knows she can easily defeat.
Yep.
And,
now I have one more question.
Sure.
What's going on with Trump and the Marines and Alex Jones? What the hell is going on? What's that all about? This is the first I've heard of it.
Well,
sorry to be so strong, but I'm confused.
Well, apparently this Brigadier General in the Marines has issued an order for the Marines to be on standby for domestic operations here in the United States to put down a possible coup d'etat. Now, the reason
huh?
the Marines are being used, of course, that's the story. And the reason
oh,
the Marines
oh, oh, oh,
are being
up.
Used...
Start at chapter one. I'm still missing a few pages.
Okay, well, again, the story is on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. There's this Marine Corps Brigadier General. Now, we don't know if this guy issued the order or if it came from Trump, but the order basically is placing the Marine Corps on active reserve duty to possibly deal with a domestic attempt at a coup d'etat. And
so who would do the coup?
The concern I have, well, you know, the liberals. You know, the I mean, look
okay.
at how the
okay.
liberals were behaving after the 2016 election. They were
yeah,
you know,
I got
wrecking
you.
The
I got
cities
you.
And wrecking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now I got you. I was just confused at first. I'm like, huh? What? Coup? What are you talking about?
That's
sorry, well, I just
my
wait.
Question is, if Trump issued this order, it makes it look like he's weak and afraid, and he can't afford to do that right now.
No, he couldn't, no, but but on the same time, he needs to try and protect what he has. I don't know that there'd be a coup. I think it's going to come down to impeachment. There may be unrest if they impeach him, but I don't know
about
a coup.
What are they going to impeach him for? What are they going to
well,
impeach
I know
him
that.
For?
You know that. I know that, but they've made up all this crap, and they're moving on it, and now you've got the neocons against him because he pulled out of Syria. They'll say or
yeah,
do anything to get rid of him.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'd be more worried about impeachment and civil unrest because of it than a coup. But that's just me. I'm not an expert. I could be wrong.
Well, it's going to take a little bit of cogitation to think about exactly what's going on here, because there is a lot of confusion. And again, it gets back to the idea that Trump can be very capricious. He doesn't always seem to think everything all the way through carefully. He's getting a lot of bad advice. He's easily manipulated. He's subject to flattery.
Yeah.
And frankly,
like
I think he's a weak leader.
He's like a child.
Anyway,
he's like a 12-year-old child. But that's it. See
anyway,
you later.
Anyway, we have to let you go, and we'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse for every.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones here to Rod in Illinois. Aloha, Rod. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Rod, are you there? Okay, well, let's switch over to Lenny in California. Aloha, Lenny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, can you hear me, Michael?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Pertaining to this situation in Syria, you know, let me ask you a question. Did Assad invite America to come over and be a part of this war on ISIS that America really is, America, Israel, and NATO are really behind? Did he invite them to come over and help participate in this?
No, he didn't.
Okay. And did Assad not offer the Kurds total autonomous or, you know, to be part of the government if they would just lay down their weapons and join the Syrian government? And isn't it interesting that the part of Syria that the United States illegally invaded and continue to occupy just happens to be the richest part when it comes to oil and gas?
Yeah, you noticed that, did you? That's exactly what this was all about. It was control of the oil and gas in the Kurdish-controlled area. Assad did not invite the United States to come on in and take control of this very wealthy area. Assad understood from having watched what happened in Kuwait and Iraq what was likely to happen. And, of course, as you know, the U.S. came on in and started lying about chemical weapons attacks on various people to try to attacks. Now, Assad did try and negotiate a deal with the Kurds for them to have a semi-autonomous region if they would come in and join in the battle. But the Kurds want their own country. They want an independent Kurdistan. And, I mean, just the way the Palestinians want an independent Palestine, you know, it's not an entirely unreasonable request.
Well, the Palestinians had an independent Palestine before it was taken from them.
Okay? That's true.
So that's mute, all right? But the point is that these same Kurds who the Syrians offered autonomy to slapped their hand away, worked with Israel, NATO, and the other Gulf countries to try and divide Syria, okay? And they do not deserve anything better. To be honest, if there's a such thing as karma, they don't deserve it, man. All right? So, and as far as, you know, us, as far as you worrying about whether or not, you know, we're going to leave a lasting impression or a good impression on the rest of the world, well, that's mute, too. Because, you know, and let me say this. I think that Trump, doing what he's done, I see Colin Powell now has come out against Trump, slamming his foreign policy. But Trump is not the one that held up a fake vial of so-called nerve gas or whatever in the U.N. and said that,
anthrax.
You know, Saddam Hussein, anthrax, yeah. He's not the one that did that. Colin Powell did that. And as a result, how many Iraqis are dead?
Quite a few.
Okay. Quite a few, and it's still going. All right? So
the thing is that
this whole thing is for the dividing and conquering of Syria. Russia has issued a warning telling all people who do not deserve to be there to get out. And I'm with Russia, okay, because this thing needs to stop. Now, I think Erdogan is not an idiot. He doesn't want to have to go against Putin. All right? So there's a method to the madness, and it's just and I think Trump has had it, and I'm with Trump. I don't know whether he enacted the Marines to stand up or not, but I found it interesting that Maria Bartiromo, on her show yesterday, who had Lindsay Ladyboy Graham on, and she's talking about how all these missiles are being fired at Trump from the Democrats, from fellow Republicans, from this. And she asked Graham, she said, you know, when are you guys are going to start issuing subpoenas? She goes, I'm getting frustrated calls from all around that the Republicans won't do anything. So it seems to me Trump has enemies to his right. He has enemies to his left. He might as well gather the people he can to help him fight. At least he's willing to fight. And
well,
it's
not a question of enemies. It's the fact of upbringing. I mean, the liberals have been raised for generations now to think that screaming and yelling and begging and name-calling will get them what they want, and it works. Meanwhile, Republicans and conservatives are taught to be restrained and polite, and they can't fight back on that same level that the Democrats do. They need to learn, by the way. That's why they're losing.
Well,
that's why the Republicans are losing, is they're showing too much restraint.
Well, see, I always notice something. Whenever the Republicans are in power, the Democrats seem to be It seems that they have no power at all. But it never hurts the Democrats themselves. It always hurts the American people. But when the Democrats have power, the Republicans always seem to be powerless to stop the Democrats. But it never hurts the Republicans. It don't hurt the American people. You see what I'm saying, Mike?
I see what you're saying.
It's all a show. It's all a show. But the Kurds are getting exactly what they deserve, okay, because they were offered autonomy. Assad wanted to work with them, but no, they wanted to help steal and divide the country, and it just so happened they picked the richest region. So, you know, it's like I said, I'm with Trump, all the way on this. He might as well stand up and fight, and I'm with him. But let me just say this real quick, because it came up last week. I was listening to one of your shows last week, and you said that, you know, you can't understand why, you know, they're just going after Trump because Trump is giving them everything they want. And I respectfully say not everything, because we were supposed to have a World War III, particularly starting with Iran by now. But Trump, after years of saying that he wanted to attack Iran, is all of a sudden saying he wants to talk to Iran. Okay, and if you notice, during the Israeli election, Trump didn't really come out and back Netanyahu, especially when it was revealed that there was spy equipment all around the White House. And even though Trump said, yes, I don't believe it came from Israel, Trump ain't no idiot. He knows where it came from. Where it came from. And I believe this is one of the real reasons they're giving him so much hell right now. He has been the great Gore wonder, but it ain't enough. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, you're welcome. We're going to switch over to Miles in Maine. Aloha, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Great to hear you. Excellent call by Lenny. Love hearing Lenny out there, man. That guy makes so much sense all the time. I hear him. Awesome. And again, the caller before D, the woman that brought up the Armenian, that was a very, very interesting subject in the way she detailed it. And it's true. The Armenians were the real original Holocaust, and then the Jews tried to steal it. In fact, they have stolen it. And like Hitler said, who remembers the Armenians? Who remembers the Armenians? Those gracious, wonderful Christian people that we turn our back on repeatedly for people like these Turks, Israel, and all of it. So I'm right with Trump. I'm glad Trump is going to stand up now and quit getting manipulated around by Bolton and all these war horrors. And he's going to say, you know what? This is the true me. I meant to get out of these wars. I said I was going to do it, and now I'm going to stand up and do it. I got my guts together. I got rid of Bolton. And you know what? Think of the domino effect this could have if Trump stands up and gets us out of this war and gets us out of all this Mideast quaggery, you know, and everything going on with it. Not just the lives and the money, we'll save, but we actually might get some respect for not meddling in people's affairs. You know, we owe the Kurds nothing. In fact, the Kurds were the people that made sure they had their foot in the rear ends of the Armenian people, refugees who were fleeing, being slaughtered by those Turks twice, okay? And the Turks, you know what? I'd like to see Putin go right through them like a hot knife through butter and give them their comeuppance, because they've been bothering everybody in that region for years, the Armenians, the Turks, and several of the other countries that they bully around. And I'd love to see it. I think Trump could start a trend. McConnell, who cares what he says? He's gutless, and who cares what Ladyboy Graham says? Everybody knows what he is and what he's about. He needs to be replaced, just like so many of them. And I applaud Trump. I hope Trump can stick to his words, stick to his heart, and maybe we can bring about some kind of change.
Well, I'd like to see a peaceful change. There's no question about that. My concern is that this is being handled rather recklessly and dangerously, and that we could, I mean, we're already hearing about, you know, the conflict is underway. You know, Turkey is attacking the Kurds. Yes, they're attacking the Syrian border crossings. And this could get seriously out of control. That's my concern. Anyway, Miles, we're going to let you go. We're going to switch over to Nancy. We're going to switch over to Nancy in Ohio. Nancy. Well,
hi,
Nancy,
Mike.
Are you there?
Yes,
hi,
I am.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. I have to say the same thing about Lenny. I always love to hear what he has to say. He's very knowledgeable. Makes a lot of sense. Why I'm calling is, a few weeks back, I talked to a person that's very knowledgeable on the Middle East. And he said that we have a military sitting on the desert of Syria. And he said there's nothing there. It's just a desert. And he said in outer space we have technology that tells us where all the minerals are in the earth. And he said Syria, where that army is sitting, has 74% of the purest silicon in the world. He said the United States only has about 34% of silicon. And he said that's why they're there, for the silicon.
Well, silicon is critical. I mean, it's needed for computer chips. It's needed for all kinds of modern electronics. It's not as important as the rare earth elements, but it's still definitely a strategic material.
Right, right. And who are they? Who are they? We there for? Who are we there for?
We're there for American commercial interests primarily, but it's sold to the American people that we're doing some kind of a humanitarian mission, that we're bringing these people democracy, that we're saving them from an evil dictator. Because if, you know, our political leaders get up there in front of Congress and say, we're going to invade this other country because they got all kinds of rich stuff that our corporations want, the American people aren't going to go along with that way. And so we get 9/11 and we get Pearl Harbor and we get Gulf of Tonkin and we get the USS Maine.
Exactly, exactly. And back to Lenny and about the Republicans and why they don't do anything, because they're in bed with the same crooks that the Democrats are in bed with. Both parties are wings of the same bird. So that's why these things happen.
All right, well, Nancy, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day, Michael, and aloha. Yeah, Michael, every one of your callers has been great today so far. I know somebody's going to call in and complain about Trump, but I will say this. Lenny hit it right on, and a lot of the other callers, the last lady and the other ladies before. Trump is doing the best he can with the situation he's involved in, and, you know, she's right about the Democrats and Republicans all the same. Look at Mitt Romney stabbing Trump at all costs. Colin Powell's a joke. That guy's a disgrace, that Colin Powell. And, Michael, you know, here in the Miami Herald, they had an article the other day, 2 days ago, about Kanye West, that he's an Uncle Tom because he supports Trump. Now in the Herald, they have these editorialists calling Kanye a big-time Uncle Tom, backstabber to the blacks and all this, because the guy supports Donald Trump. And, I mean, this guy can't, it seems like Trump can't cop a break for anything that he tries to do. I mean, they're attacking him left and right. You got that Adam Schiff-y shift. That guy should be put in prison for treason, and Pelosi, Pigs Pelosi, she should be put in treason alone, Michael, just for the immigration invasion of California in San Francisco with the poop control.
Yeah.
They got all these people going out picking up poop and picking up needles, putting boulders in between the spaces so these bums can't sleep on the sidewalks and they can't put their tents up. But here you got all this media attacking and they're all mostly homosexuals, by the way, on the Democratic controlled liberal media. You think Chuck Smuck shot? He's from South Florida. He's another. I can tell you all about that Chuck Todd and all these other criminals. And you got a couple on there on Fox News that are criminals like that Shepard Smith and whatever. You know, Michael, it's just an absolute. And you know, don't think Matt Drudge is all that hot either. Okay, Drudge, I know exactly where he lives at. I know about. I've heard a lot of stories about Drudge. Okay, and I'm talking from people who actually met the guy. I personally know him real well. Listen.
Well,
going there.
Judge and I sort of parted company all the way back during the Vince Foster affair.
Well, yeah, Drudge is he's a wishy-washy fella. Let me tell you, I know where he goes. I don't want to go in there. I can tell you, but I can tell you. I'll tell you some other time. Listen, getting back to what I want to say about what, you know, Lenny and the lady, last lady, another guy called, they're all absolutely right. I say, pull out of Syria. We don't need that nonsense, okay? Michael, a couple weeks ago, some guy called in. I think it was on your show about talking about the neutron bomb. The neutron bomb.
Yes,
we got neutron bombs. All we got to do is drop one of those. The building stand up. Everybody's dead, but the building's still there. I mean, what kind of wars? What kind of wars are these? I mean, you know, I'm hearing all this crap on war. Hey, we got neutron bombs, people. Okay, you know what a neutron bomb does? The Russians have it. I don't know about the Chinese, but I know the Russians and the United States have it. And if those two countries alone have it, that's too many. Okay, so the neutron bomb is the equalizer for everything on this earth as far as war goes. Okay, that's what I got to say. But also, Michael, Mitt Romney, this backstabbing moron, who he makes me so, I get so angry about Romney because this guy, during the 2012 election, he said he wanted to be president and all that. This guy was the biggest freaking hypocrite there ever was. And he stabs Trump in the back constantly. It's disgusting. He never stood strong. None of these guys ever talked about immigration like Trump did when he says there's rapists coming here. Michael, you know what? You need to have an hour show talking about just bringing people from the angel mothers and fathers on your show. But let them tell you the experiences they had of losing a family member to an illegal alien. That's the not what's going on in Syria, not what's going on with all these other Middle Eastern countries. They're 8,000-10,000 miles away. We're being invaded here when we get Americans murdered by these illegals. Okay? And I don't want that one guy
to call their than just that. I mean, half the problems that we had with our move had to do with these refugees who come in here claiming to speak English but clearly do not. We got to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back. Mike.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The tower.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I want to clarify something here because I'm getting a lot of these phone calls from people saying, we should be out of Syria. We should be out of Turkey. And I'm in agreement with you. But here is my point. What is the exit strategy? how do we get out of these situations without causing more damage to our country? And I think the example I want to use for that is obviously Vietnam, because look how much psychological and international damage was done to the United States when we lost that war. And now we're talking about possibly losing the one in Syria. We're talking about losing the one that's up in Afghanistan. And I'd like to see us out of these wars, but I don't want us to see us coming out of these wars with the United States' reputation basically being thrown into the shredder. Tom, are you there?
Michael, by the way, did you hear it all? Breaking news, Emar Omar filed for divorce from her husband in Minneapolis, and the husband's accusing her of adultery, committing adultery, and she's claiming he is having an affair, and he's claiming she was having an affair. That's on the news right now.
Ask me if I care.
Well, I'm just letting you know that's the breaking news on the news here. They're talking about he's accusing her, she's accusing him, and they're both supposedly Muslims and all that. Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah.
But getting back to Michael, getting back to immigration, okay? Yes, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
We're not hearing nothing from the media about these angel mothers and fathers, hardly ever. We know Molly Tibbetts is having her case heard this month, okay? And all we hear is about Middle East and what's going on with Syria, but you're not hearing about the invasion of the United States. Like, we always talk about Texas going blue, Florida are trying everything they can, California's already gone, Arizona's going to be next. This is the real situation people were facing. They are trying to burn this electorate. In other words, they're going to either win by the popular vote or they're going to win an electoral college. And that's the Democrat, Communist, Bolshevik modus of operandi. And that's all pumped up by George Soros and that criminal act element that he's involved with the Bolsheviks. However, they want to keep talking, oh, Trump's going to pull up Syria. Hey, listen, you know what? As far as I'm concerned, Afghanistan, Syria, Pakistan, they can all blow themselves, okay? Let them blow up each other, because we don't need to be there, and I don't know why we were there in the first place, tell you the truth, okay?
We were there for the mineral wealth.
The guy, Jim, got me upset.
We were there
the other
for geopolitical control.
You know, the other day, the guy saying that the Christians do more crime than the Muslims, the Arabs, the Middle Easterns, from the Middle East. Is this guy for real? No way. I don't buy that, okay? Yeah, there's bad Christians, absolutely. I'm not going to say they're Mr. Goody-goody two-shoes. But you know what? The last 200 years, I can tell you the Christians haven't done as much as the Muslims as far as nonsense. Well, yeah, the Christians went to war with each other in Germany and all that nonsense, because we know how that was pumped up. Hitler wasn't even a German. He's born in Austria from who her father was. It's amazing.
The Crusades. You had the Inquisition, which my family was a victim of. And you had the witch hunts. I'm sorry. There are good and bad people in all religions.
Absolutely. And,
okay. All right. Anyway, listen. Tom, got to take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.